And welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is FusionX.
I'm Dooley.
My name is Tila.
Excellent. We have a couple of guests joining us today. We've got Ton Garther from the Shiva server, and we've also got Earth Digger from the Unicorn server. Say hello, gentlemen.
Hey,
hello, my minions.
These gentlemen are have a new role in the community. Why don't you tell us what your community significance is now?
They call us the Suggestion Forum SARS.
A couple weeks ago, we had mentioned that FF Encyclopedia was looking for the Forum SARS, and then FusionX made a really weird looking picture with...
That picture was amazing. You cannot deny the awesomeness of that image.
That was special.
It was special. It was special in like a short bus kind of way, but it was...
Hey, now.
I'm just saying. Welcome to the show, gentlemen. It's really good to have you. We'll talk a little bit about what you guys are doing over there and what your actual role is, because we're interested in finding that out.
Well, so am I.
Nice. All right, so let's do our news first, shall we? Under POL News, we've got the Doll Festival coming up. Yay!
Yeah, it's going on now, and it's the same thing it has been. There's no new furniture items.
So the Doll Festival.
Doll Festival.
Is like, yeah. This is the one where you get, like, the rice cakes, and you eat the rice cakes, and you turn yourself into...
Girls. Yeah.
Little girls.
Everyone who's ever wanted to be a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, Steak.
You know, wasn't there, like, Well, didn't you, like, make fun of me, like, a really long time ago about that? Like...
Yeah, that was one of the comics I did.
Yeah, with me turning into a girl, and...
Mm-hmm.
I hate you still for that.
I know you do.
Yeah. So, yeah, the Doll Festival's coming up. One of the many little nifty things that Square does to break the monotony of the level grind. So, that's pretty cool, you know, for what it is. More, and that, what is that? Is that on now? No.
Yeah.
Yes, yes it is.
Started on the 20th. Okay, started on Friday, so. Good times! Doll Festival, go, go.
Most fun I've ever had in my life.
I got to sit down and let Taru sit in my lap.
Okay, so the next under POL news, we've got the Kumi Tanioka concert that was on that was at the FanFest on the Square Enix YouTube channel.
And also, for those of you who didn't know, like, Square Enix now has a YouTube channel.
It's like, hello, YouTube channel.
Huh?
Wow, who knew?
Not quite sure when this happened. Apparently they've had it for a little bit. As I was seeing, there were some other videos that they had posted on there.
This is really cool, because this concert was really awesome. Like, you know, we were expecting, you know, to have the Star Onions. Well, we were hoping, anyway. But the concert by Kumi Tanioka was really, really good, and she's really amazing on the piano. And, yes. This is what...
Yeah, I've heard no... I didn't hear it yet myself, but I've heard so many good things about it.
Is this the whole concert on this link here?
It's just the first piece, I think.
Oh, okay.
There's a couple of videos. They have the interview that she did, the questionnaire, I guess.
We shared an elevator with Kumi Tanioka.
We totally did, yeah.
And I was
like,
oh my god, it's good.
Did you hit the emergency stop button?
I should not. She would have been like,
she was going up to her room. We didn't want to bother.
Kumi Tanioka is like 3.5 feet tall, so she would have been just completely terrified.
She's taller than that.
I'm just saying, but she's really old.
I told Joe that. I told Miroku that, and he was like, "Dude, why didn't you like get a picture or something?" Like, I don't know.
It was like she was like on, and then we were like amazed, and then she got off, and we're like, "Damn it, we didn't take a picture."
It always happens. Like last year at FanFest when I saw Tanaka, I just like froze. I'm like, "Whoa!" Yep. There's always like the first time you're like, "Hey, that's I know them. They're important."
Yeah, I know him. I know him.
I'm telling you, man, we just need to get, like, a deck of playing cards and, like, get all the the developers' faces on it, like they took out to, like, Afghanistan with, like, the terrorist people. We'll just do that for the developers, and next fan festivals walk around and be like, wait, that's Ace of Spades, who is that?
That's Fujito, Law Mob and Maze Mongers.
Right.
Okay, so, yeah, so Square Enix YouTube channel is out there, and if you're interested, I think this is what, the Round 4 theme on here, on this link?
I didn't actually listen to him, because I was there, so...
That is why you fail, sir.
Apparently. But yeah, there's a couple of tracks on there, so definitely...
So yeah, this is the Round 4.
There, go check it out.
At one point, I was like, she's amazing. Like, we did the recording of, like, her playing it, and, like, Fusion had the microphone going, and, like, I was like, psst, she's amazing! Or something like that.
Yeah, he just, like, leans over, like, right from him, like, I'm like, damn it! Don't do that.
Oh, anyways. Alright, so, yeah, you can tell we had, like, an amazing time at FanFest. But anyways, moving right along. Under community news, we've got Finding Love in Vanadil.
Yeah, so this is something I had kind of stumbled around.
Like, where did you find this?
I have my sources.
Okay.
But I figured, you know, we've had some negative articles lately, or things that people would have said were kind of negative, so I figured this would be just kind of a nice little happy thing to post. Just two people met in-game and are getting married, so...
Well, it's a little bit deeper than that, Fusion.
Well, that's wow. All it is. People met in game.
That's the really short version. Like, they met, they're gonna get married, and good times, and moving right along.
I wish I could have that level of success.
Paul and Vicky. Paul and Vicky.
It's hard finding love as a Galka, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's because Galka's smell kind of funny. Oh, damn it, I'm going to get hate mail.
You hit on anyone and they think you're joking.
I just like to put it out right now to Derzerb. I know he's listening. Steak said something about Galka's. I have said nothing demeaning Galka's yet. It's all Steak.
Sorry, Derzerb. All right, so, yeah, this is really cool. I mean, this happens, obviously, in any MMO. This type of thing happens. It's happened in 11 quite a bit. In fact, a lot of the people that we met at FanFest, this same sort of thing happened to. And I don't know. It's really cool. I personally think it's kind of awkward to meet people that you have known in game for a long time or whatever. It's kind of awkward to finally meet them in real life. But you know,
yeah, I wish I could have that experience personally.
Bunch of people that I've met in game that I've met up with in real life.
Right, I do that all the time. It's great fun.
Yeah.
It is good fun. It is fun, but I've had some bad experiences in the past.
I don't want to know.
Anyways, I could go into a long...
I don't want to hear about the guys you met while playing Hello Kitty online. Yeah.
Dude, my Hello Kitty character will own your Hello Kitty character. Right.
Yep.
Well, congratulations to those guys.
I didn't want to say anything. I'm like, please let the silence last. Please let it go.
No, I won't let it. Moving right along. Okay, we got more on the localization team interview. Translation thing. Yes.
Yeah.
Part one.
Right?
This is part one.
This is part one.
Five.
There's four parts. They
part
are all
six.
Translated now.
They're all done now, huh? Is this it? Like,
yeah.
This is all.
They're done. It's
Japanese, so they did it backwards.
maybe so. This was about, Wait, which one was this? I'm confused right now.
Part one?
It was pretty much the intro
into it. They're discussing the job. They're just discussing the job.
Oh, the job. Yeah. Okay. There's so many of them. There were six. One, two, three. Okay.
Seven.
I thought
four.
It was just four.
Four. Oh, we've done so many of these. Has there only really been four?
There's four parts. There's seven people on the localization.
There's
team.
Been other interviews as well, I think. There was the effects team.
This is confusing to me.
There was the effects team. There was the PlayStation Magazine interview. But
yes.
Yeah, so you can check this out over at JV Button. There's also a link on our site for it.
Awesome
so that's
work!
It for,
awesome work by Corinth, by the way.
Yeah.
And the JV Button folks. Without them, we would be very lost on a regular basis. So
the source of interviews, because they don't do any interviews with the American public.
Yeah, they really don't. Dang it. That's a whole other show, though, right there.
Yeah.
You know? But
it doesn't have to be.
I know!
Let's go get
Julie's
the developers
like,
on
gloves
air.
Are off. Let's do it.
Okay.
Know, maybe we can set something up with Square Enix again in the future.
Hey, Sage Sundy, you're the next guest on Pet Food Alpha.
Oh, I don't know if he'd do that.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think he's comfortable enough speaking English to do that. But, I don't know. Maybe get some
this
of the community
team. This is
Sage
Sandy.
Oh,
you're listening Radio X.
Oh, man.
This is Sage Sandy. This is Sage Sandy. You're listening.
Okay.
Wow.
Maybe it'll happen one day. I don't know.
I don't.
We
think
can
so.
We can at least shoot to maybe get Matt or Rob on the show.
Right. That's probably a little more doable. I'm sure.
Yeah. We love those guys. I don't think Matt Hilton likes me though. But whatever.
What?
I don't know.
Is there some like something? Did I miss something?
I don't know.
You didn't like run into him when you were drunk at FanFest, did you?
Maybe I did. I don't remember anything from FanFest.
Oh boy.
Well, at least the
elevator.
Least the night of the the night of the free bar. I don't remember much. But anyways, moving right along. What are we talking about?
Next open bar event. I'm just gonna pin a note to your shirt that says, "Please forgive any actions I do right now."
Yes. Talk to me tomorrow, please.
Or get a shirt that says "Stay
Connected."
Return to room 308.
I don't think I've been. I don't think I've ever been so hungover as I was on that morning, on the Saturday morning. Oh man.
Oh man.
And even despite your best efforts to get me to kind of take it easy,
I'll be better prepared for next year now.
No, please don't. But anyways,
I have like a shock collar, and every time I see you take a drink, I'm like.
I'll be like, ugh! Drink.
Damn it. I'm so parched, though. Anyway.
Okay, anything else you want to say about the interview? The translation?
People asked questions, and people gave answers, and that is the interview.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
You heard it here.
That's how it went.
This was
definitely
this
the other parts were a little more juicier though for sure. But
this is like more of an intro thing and like, basically asking what the localization team is responsible for, how many people are on it, how did people become so fluent in Japanese, etc., etc.
Right. Oh, geez, we finally gave him time to look it up.
Yeah. Well, don't judge me. I'm looking for anything else that I can find that's relevant to.
Oh.
Okay. Ah, it's cool stuff. You should check it out.
Wow.
One of the questions is, Ken, you're Australian, right? Do they use British English in Australia? Not sure what the... how relevant that is. Why was that relevant? Anyways. No, we use Australian English in Australia. Anyways.
Yeah, let's just get away from
it. Let's continue. All right, so let's talk about this pandemonium fight thing.
So last night, so it'd be Saturday night, there was a group of people on Fenrir that were streaming their pandemonium warden fight. It took them like 4 hours just to spawn it. So it was kind of entertaining to watch. Ended with somebody calling for help on an elemental or something, which then made Pandemonium Warden go orange. So somebody killed it while it was, or killed one of its forms, I should say, while it was called for help on, and so that was it. No other form spawned after that, and yeah.
That just sucks so bad.
It was a little bit. It was very interesting to watch. I was doing some stuff in game, and I'm sitting here for hours just waiting for them to pop, and then they pop it. I look over a couple more times, and I look over, and it's like called for help on. I'm like, wow, good game, guys.
Sucks.
Okay, well, apparently somebody actually called for help on an air elemental or something that was that had hate on the party. That's why.
Yeah, they were. Right, it's just a big mess.
And I guess because it was called for help when they killed the form, the next one didn't pop.
Yeah. There's a whole bunch of negativity going around on this, but you know they tried. They actually streamed it for us, so you know whether they knew what they were doing or not, we appreciate the effort on their part. So.
Okay. So that sucks for them.
Yeah, next up, we have player achievements.
Player achievements. Who's doing the player achievements this week?
Me.
Go, Tila.
She sounds so excited.
Oh, Tila, like, by the way, did you listen to the Valentine's Day shoutouts?
No, I have been busy all week.
You suck.
It was my birthday. I was 27. Yay!
Really? Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yes, yay. That's... super
why was
weak.
I not informed of this?
Yeah, me neither.
Jeez.
I don't know. I've barely been playing Final Fantasy all week because I've been doing birthday stuff.
Woo!
Sounds like fun. We should listen. You should listen to it. I worked really hard on it. I did. Yeah,
after all, you're the one that demanded like 10 Valentine shoutouts. Come on.
But then even the show I was on was like deleted, so I thought no one would hear me appealing, so I never listened.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. We still told everybody that you wanted 10 shoutouts, and you got them, so whatever.
Did I really? Awesome.
Yes, you did.
You would know if you had listened to it. And I worked.
I'm sorry.
I worked really
it's
hard.
Like, that's like it's like a terrorist making demands. He's like, I want a bag full of money and a truck to an airport.
And
the, like,
truck shows up, and
he's
like,
just in
the
bank watching TV. He's like, oh yeah, totally forgot about that. My bad.
I worked really hard to compile all those voicemails, and you didn't even
listen.
I
had like valid reasons. I went to see Benjamin Button one evening. Then I went to see. Oh, Friday the 13th on the next evening. And I went to see Bob the Dog on the next evening, so...
Wow, you're a movie-going person.
Yeah, that's what all my friends decided to do.
I remember when the last time I went to the movies was.
Dude, Watchmen's coming up.
Oh, yeah, that's
for free?
Yeah, because I'm a journalist. I get a free entry to the cinema. So
yes.
I don't have to pay. So everyone took me out for my birthday over different days of the week. Nobody actually paid for me because I get in. And nobody bought me any bloody popcorn either.
Oh.
Gosh.
We would have bought you popcorn.
Yeah, we would have bought you popcorn.
We would have bought a bathtub of popcorn.
And some Mountain Dew.
Like a styrofoam.
And some Mountain Dew.
Bathtub,
and some Mountain Dew.
Red and green flavor.
the red
and blue.
And blue and purple. They got purple ones out there.
No, no, it's
I like
blue
the live wire.
They got purple both, out there. I just both, saw it.
No, they got a purple one, a light blue one, and
they're not making Revolution and Supernova anymore though.
Oh, I saw some today or yesterday.
Voltage is the one that they're making now. Is the dark blue is the one that got voted on, and it's fantastic.
You're an addict.
I am. Should go to the clinic and get fixed up.
Oh, okay.
So,
get on with it.
Yes, get on with it.
All right, fine. Fine, fine, fine.
Let's do those achievements.
Yeah, so Tila, do... Wow.
I'm struggling with the guilt of not listening to my messages. I promise I will listen.
All right.
Except it's 4 a.m, so tomorrow. La, 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 la. Anyway, if I say anyone's names wrong, I'm very sorry. I am English.
That's such a great excuse. It's such a good excuse. Oh my gosh.
I saw you on a TV show last night.
Alright.
Right, we have Corinth. Now Corporal Corinth, Sandy rank 6, along with the Saruta Outpost Warp, since Sandy has control this week. Oh, something I definitely can't pronounce. Etoile Bengals.
That's the Etoile. Dancer
relic. Yeah.
That's
the fight
and will never have but want.
That's French.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah, all French. My French training coming back to me.
Ninja to 38 as well. JMC Wild got Beastmaster to 50. 5-5 Beastmaster AF.
Beastmaster. Ooh,
White Mage to 51 and 5-5 White Mage AF1.
Nice.
Kiss Fork, being careful how I say that, beat Matt on my ninja and made another Matt tutorial video, 8 out of 15 for the cap now, and then got Ungar Boomerang afterwards. We did Divine Might and got the Bushino Mimi.
Bushino Mimi, nice.
Nice, it's a good one.
We have Earth Digger. Do you want to say what you did yourself?
I thought those are said afterwards, mm-hmm. but...
You can do it during. You can do it. Save it for the end game. Save it for the end game.
Okie doke. Italian Stallion got the W head and pixie earring off AB, and a merciful cape and Goliard Sio.
Nice.
Yes, indeed.
Sylvanas Scholar is now 71, slowly getting to 75. Received AF2 for Scholar, 72 Argute loafers and 72 Argute pants.
Nice.
Good.
I'm guessing they're the relic, are they?
Yes. Yeah.
You can tell I don't do Dynamis ever. Einwall got Ninja to 66 and got a Sobero Suke Hero in a pickup party.
Nice.
Sexy.
Paul Bunyan, as of 3 weeks ago, Paladin 75, 1.5 merit, got access to City Dynamis zones.
Nice.
That was 3 weeks ago. This is this week. Dancer 36 and got Savage Blade unlocked. Soon to start ZMs and get Sky Access.
Whoa, what is that? What is ZM? What does that mean? What does that mean? Whoa, stop.
ZM.
It's not Zed. It's not Zed.
Zed was the bad guy in Power Rangers.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, sadly, I don't have any Power Ranger
like,
clips on
the board
right now.
He was, like,
the
red dude with, like, the silver, like, exoskeleton or something like that. Oh. He's like, check out my putties. They have a giant button on their chest that you hit, and they fall apart like crash dummies.
Oh, man. I don't have any Power Ranger sound clips.
Thank God
Why
for
wasn't
that.
I ready? I didn't see that one coming. Oh man! All right, well, whatever. All right, Tila, with your Zeds and stuff.
It's a Zed. Oh, I have a friend who takes the piss out of me for saying router when I have router problems because apparently that's not right either.
No, it's really not. It's router.
It's router.
But
my router.
Router.
My router broke, but it's working
that's
again now.
That's bad.
Oh, we have. Hillect.dancer to sublevel earlier in the week, planning to get Dragon Ranger to 37 and go with Sam Main. Limit break 3, Whence the Wind Blows, complete. And then we've got Thanks and Firstborn Child offerings to Wild Nasturtium, Katria, Zigzag Zoom, Wiz, Nelsh, Belthia, all from the Wild Knights Link Shell on Phoenix. Starting the quest to get Great Katana to 175 to 200 so he can get Tachi Yukazi. And Myochin Kabutu, thanks to Wild Nasturtium, Katria, and Game Wizard for the BCNM fight. Also switched to Hades and joined the Haizo Link Shell, apparently. Next page. I think that's Zeon, I think.
Yeah.
With a Z, an X.
It's not a Z. What? this is Z. Right, I'm going out to get a Z clip right now.
Oh no. It's not going to end well.
Warrior 67 finally got Raging Rush, did some skill ups on Polearm, the level 55 sync parties on Calibri. And he hates, or she hates, Dark Mobs in campaign.
Word.
There's a
screenshot.
Wow. I can't.
Deathlord Rajnaj hit Snapkin for 1885 points of damage, additional effect 1885 HP drained from Napkin.
Bloody hell.
For those playing the home game, he just died a horrible, horrible death. I don't even know how they survived the first hit. Like, that doesn't even make sense. Why didn't they die after the first hit?
Yeah.
5, jeez.
Hmm.
I've been in a campaign for a long time.
That's all I do. Chaserin obtained Marduk Stastanas, Cleric's Mitts plus 1. Oracle's Cap, Oracle's Pegachas, and Beast Slayer, the 75 Blue Mage Sword. Oh, nice. Blue 54. New title, Elite. Oh no.
Einherjar.
Einherjar. That's what I say.
Einherjar.
I'm in her jar.
Oh no, I'm going to definitely say that name wrong because I said that wrong last time. How do I say that one?
It's Moroku.
Okay, there you go. Fishing 38 and 901 out of 10,000 moat cart for the Lushangs. Although I think that's changed tonight.
Did he get more? He had said, or no, that's he updated that.
901 again.
He had updated that. So he's 1/10 of the way there almost.
Ow. Keiji got an actual party with Puppet Master, Tank, Healer, DDs, and everything. Small achievement for me.
Hey, I resemble that comment.
I resemble that remark.
Sathanos leveled Thief to 55, got AF completed, killed Dune Widow, and got the drop for Black Mage to help soloing.
Nice.
And Setsu got Monk 67 melee gloves. Yusukeni Hizayaroi. Whoa.
Connie.
I can't pronounce that. And he's now at 3-5 on that set of armor.
Nice.
Elsie Dozy hit Ranger 75, also capped out XP, archery, marksmanship, and unlocked the cycle. Oh, and got the Denali Kex as well.
Nice. Sweet.
DJ Play School got Monk 61, Cop 3-3 completed, finally got Moldavite Earring 1-6. The Commodore Box Corsair.
Cool.
Awesome.
Kenneth got goldsmithing 97.7. Made first 102 ring today, and he signed it. Oh, it was a snow ring.
Nice.
And finally, Ridley got 5/5 Beastmaster AFV2. Got the Beastmaster to 72.
What's with the Beastmaster AF this week, man?
Go Beast!
Heck yeah!
And Valakate the Paladin. Ooh, Valakate, nice. That's it.
I want a Valakate.
So do I.
You Mighty Morphin Power Rangers! Wow. Wow, I can't find an actual soundboard.
5 minutes later.
I couldn't find anything, but I did find the theme quite a few times, so I decided to listen to it. Anyways.
Wow.
I totally missed the bus on Power Rangers anyway. Okay, so we'll go ahead on into our in-game. As always, we start with our guests. We wanted to do the weekly discussion first, didn't we?
Yeah.
Kind of. All right, let's back up a little bit. That's not the first time I've done that. Shut up. Okay, so
I think you do that pretty much every week or every other week.
No, I don't.
Yeah,
all right, so this week's weekly discussion, our guests are going to talk a little bit about FFXcyclopedia forum czar duties and what players want for the game. Why don't you guys tell us a little bit about what your job is?
I'll let Earth go first because he's having more fun with it.
Okay, go for it.
Oh, but you're the one who does all the work. Okay. Basically, we're there to add some order to the usually chaotic suggestion form. Hopefully, so that Square Enix can read it easier and find out what the player base actually wants, instead of cheese sandwiches.
Yeah.
So far, we've tried a number of methods to try and do that, but at the moment we're still very much in the brainstorming stage, so
right now the what I just did recently was I watched the forums for a little while and I tried to see what people were talking about that they actually most of the suggestions that get posted to the forum are usually pretty bad ideas, to put it mildly, but there are some good ones out there, and so we try to look for those. And so after a week or so, I created a poll thread. We made it an announcement so you could see it anywhere on the forums, and so people just started voting on a variety of suggestions that we picked out.
Mm-hmm.
And basically we just say, all right, which of these two or three of these things do you want the most? And that poll's still up right now. You can vote on it if you want. And it's basically just a way to gauge the interest in some of the ideas we've taken notice of.
Okay. Cool.
Another thing that we've done recently is we've been working on some policies for forum users to go along with, to make their threads easier to search for. A big example is the name of the topic. Look at any suggestion forum on any thread, you're going to see a lot of threads that are like, suggestion dark for suggestion. Dark, or worse, my suggestion.
My suggestion.
Nothing,
yeah.
Nothing at all about what it's about.
Yeah.
And, so.
Who do you guys report directly to?
Chari and Danny and
oh God.
The forum admins.
Oh man!
No! I'm just making fun of Ganny, man. That's all.
Oh, yeah.
I love you, Ganny. Seriously.
Thing, pretty much, we just we have full forum moderation powers over those two forum sections, and so and we try to keep order. One issue that's come up is, well, I haven't really been doing this, but some users have been complaining about moderators editing their posts for grammar.
Right.
I'm like, we're just trying. I can understand the objection to that, but I just want those people to know that, the moderators and the admins are just trying to help to make things more readable and easier for everybody. But that's.
Yeah.
Therein lies the guidelines. We just, above all else, take your time, please, and just, make your posts readable.
Use your spell check and make sure it's read it to yourself after you post, after you write it before you post it. Because you...
For the love of God. All that is holy. Use paragraphs.
Use paragraphs.
There's an enter key on your keyboard. Use it, please.
Well,
I've seen that before, and I think... Not to bash anybody in our own community, but I think there's a couple of stuff in the jobs sections this week where people just kind of listed out some of their opinions on their job, you know, gear or whatever, and it is a wall of text. And it's just, oh man, the wonder of just, you know, space it down, just kick it down one line between stuff, that would make such a huge difference.
This is what gives FusionX nightmares at night.
I haven't quite had any nightmares about this yet, but, you know, maybe one of these days.
Alright, so this forum czar position thing, is this something that's going to continue evolving as it kind of goes, or...?
Yeah, we are pretty much kind of making it up as we go. There were a few goals in mind when they created the position, you know, and we already touched on all that stuff, but the exact way we were going to go about those goals was pretty much completely unknown to both of us when we started.
Right, I frequently joke about that.
The hardest thing we did.
I don't know what my job is yet.
You know, we basically, the first thing we did was we had to move all kinds of really old threads out off into the forum graveyard, so to speak. That's kind of like the biggest thing we did, so. Yeah.
Yeah, at the moment, we're mostly trying to figure out ways to help the forum be more readable and more presentable.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so, at the moment, a lot of it is figuring out what the job is going to be.
Right. Well, that's great. Congratulations to both of you guys. I'm sure that you guys were not the only ones that wanted this position, for sure.
Oh, no, I wasn't expecting to get it.
Oh, no, there's like 3 things thread on.
So, sweet. Anything else you guys want to talk about, or about the
make fun of Ganyman more?
Make fun of Ganyman. I could talk about Ganyman. Oh man, Ganyman, oh, what's that? No, I'm just kidding.
Nah, I don't need him to smite me.
No, we love Ganyman at Pet Food Alpha. That's for sure.
In a very, very creepy heterosexual way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
right.
Trying to get my last minute assault points for salvage as usual.
Ganyman's got stickers. And you can get stickers from Ganyman.
I would love to see some things implemented as a result of
he had
some
he had
of these
like a stack of stickers like this big.
Like this big.
A lot of people I do want to say a lot of people don't really think they do anything. A lot of people don't even believe that they actually do read the forums. And they do have a representative that reads each of the premier site forums, and it's in part due to the incessant whining on every single one of those forums that certain things like the Nomad Moogles in Selvina and Mahura,
it's
mostly because we kept complaining repeatedly over and over and over again that actually got in.
Right, and as a result of that, you know, we want to keep our forums, you know, readable. Because, you know, it's the community team that goes out and does that. And
right.
I mean, if we...
Right, and...
Our logic is if we show Square Enix that, you know, we care, and, we have thoughtful ideas, that they might be more likely to listen, rather than if it's just complaining.
Right.
Right, and one of the current problems is sometimes the thread will start off on one subject, but then by the time you reach the last page, it's on a completely different subject. Well, we don't know how much they read of the given forums. For all we know, they read the original post and then move on. And that's one reason why I feel it's important to add a bit more order to it, so that, you know, some Square Enix representative whose job is to just log on to the forums for 5 minutes or so in between whatever else he's got to do, can quickly look at the thread and figure out what the community's opinion is instead of looking at each of the various posts and trying to decide, okay, so how many of the people actually like this idea and how many people hate it?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I start encouraging people to add polls to their threads just because a lot of people lurk on the forums and they don't actually post, but everybody loves voting on stuff. So it's a quicker way to get instant, you know, feedback on something. Mm-hmm. As long as you know, your poll options aren't biased, like, is my idea the greatest idea on earth, or is it just an okay idea, or...
Right, yeah.
One question that I would have for the both of you, since you guys are doing this, is there anything, like, have you made any suggestions in this section of the forums? Like, is there something that you personally want to see added?
Yeah, that's probably part of the reason that we got where we are, is because that's where we posted a lot of the time. I think, like, a third of my posts are in that forum section.
Square Enix, if you're listening... Rare EX craft both, please. Give me a reason to level smithing.
It's all about bug house enhancements. You need to be able to pick from a list of ones you're qualified for. Best idea ever.
Yeah, that one's pretty awesome, too.
So my personal suggestion pretty much is about Summoner and how people just really don't care about it anymore and don't do anything with it anymore. It hasn't really gotten any love in a while, but supposedly there's a couple avatars coming soon, and I'm kind of looking forward to that.
they've been coming for 2 years now.
it was my main job for years. It was my first job, and I'm a Galka. And it's like, one day I saw some guy running around with Titan, and, you know, the job was new at the time, because this was, like, soon after the game came out in the U.S., and I just saw Titan running around and stomping and making the ground shake, and I was just like, I want that.
I
lost its spark because it doesn't really do anything especially well anymore.
Right.
I don't care I just want something to do something nice for the job.
I have to admit, the only reason I'm leveling Summoner is because Carbuncle's adorable.
I couldn't level Summoner, I don't know.
Fat Chocobo avatar.
Needs more Fat Chocobo, indeed. I agree. Mm-hmm.
I'll take
or a Moogle avatar of some flavor.
Are you, like, eating it? Like, summon a Moogle and eat it? And you're like, that tastes like grape.
Wow.
The developers said something like, big, huge.
Right.
When they, in reference to the avatars, you said they're going to be big, huge. I'm like,
big, huge.
Okay.
Big McLarge huge.
Big McLarge huge.
It's going to be Alexander.
I think it's going to be Chuck Norris.
I'll be curious to see how many people start leveling Summoner after the new avatars are released.
I think it's going to be a giant can of Mountain Dew.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. I would so level Summoner if I could.
Like, not just a regular can, a big, huge one.
Right.
That would gives you like 50% haste, and then after 5 minutes you get 90% slow.
Awesome.
Just curious to both of you guys, while you've been going through, like, reading through a lot of these posts and whatnot, have you ever ran into any ideas that just kind of make you stand there and think, huh, I never thought about it that way, or, you know, something that kind of stuck out to you, drew your interest?
Not really. A lot of the ideas, I was there when they popped up in the first place, so I can remember reading them before. But it is kind of funny reading way back at the older posts from like a year ago, and then seeing that there's posts that people just posted up just now that are the same thing. And it's not even the popular dead horse topics like, give us new tank jobs, or, oh god, give us Geomancer.
I have a particular pet peeve for the
Viking
stuff, but it's pretty much the, you know, I don't get quite that spark about, wow, this is a great idea, I've never thought of it, but I do have a particular appreciation for when somebody that comes up with something that, even if it's not the greatest idea, it's something original.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's been a while since I've seen very many original ideas, and there have been a few recently. You know, everybody wants to improve the user interface, for instance. We all know SE isn't, you know, the user interface isn't the greatest part of FF11.
Well, it's really old.
I mean, it was, you know, it's partially because it was designed for with consoles in mind, mm-hmm. but...
Right.
Originally, yeah.
I saw a good suggestion, and it was kind of borrowed from WoW, but it was actually a good idea, and the idea was to have a screen somewhere, like, in your character status that would show, like, all the points, all the different kinds of currency and stuff you have all in one place. Mm-hmm. Instead of having to go to, like, 10 different screens and talk to 5 different people.
That would be great. People. So you can check on things like, you can do, campaign points, or allied notes, you can do conquest points, imperial standing, mm-hmm. like, assault points.
That is
all
good
that stuff kind of one window. That would be something really nice. Especially stuff like the, like, assault points or Nizzle tokens or something that you
right.
would have to otherwise talk to an NPC for. Because that's
kind
of annoying.
To go out of your way to find... Or have written down somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is a good idea.
A lot of Enix.
I've seen in at least the last couple of weeks.
I got a good idea. Yeah. How about we make, like, a way to where, like, you can sort of, like, create your own dungeon. Like, where you can, like...
Well...
Have your own, like, user-created... dungeon and put like
you know I think no. I heard somebody come up with an idea like that before. You know what, I think they actually put that in the game.
I'm just kidding,
it's shocking, you know
what, is it salvage?
Kind of like salvage.
Stink, you remind me of the kid that came up to Sage Sunday during the concert at FanFest. He's like, Sunday, I gotta tell you something, there's this thing in the game where people can duplicate items. He's like, I'm pretty sure we just fixed that, like, 2 weeks ago. Kid's like, oh.
Well, I'm just kidding, anyway.
Right.
Sunday goes, that old news is old. Lol.
Someone had written me an email a little while back and had an original idea that I had never heard about, but I can't remember what it was now.
Oh, jeez.
Go hunt that email
nice.
Down.
I can't remember, because we had asked, before we went to FanFest, we had asked, you know, if anybody has anything, you know, that the dev team would want to be asked, like, what would it be? Someone sent me something. It would take too long, because that was, like, over 2 months
ago. Oh, I'd love
a
dev interview.
I love doing that. Last time I went to FanFest, I asked my link shell, I asked all my friends, just... told everyone, just give me questions. I'm just going to stuff the box with everyone's questions.
Yeah.
And not a single one got answered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got questions
They only
asked.
Go for the really obvious stuff that they can give ambiguous answers to, mm-hmm. but they still sound like good answers.
Why are you
or
not putting Tevnazia in the game?
That is right.
Why?
I don't know. I can't imagine why they haven't done that yet.
Like, when you think, when they first announced Wings of the Goddess, that's the first thing you think of, is the battle at Tevnazia.
I guess I'm the only one here who honestly didn't.
Really?
Yeah. I was just thinking, you know, the war ends with the blowing up of Tevnazia. Who wants to be there or see or... fight at something you know you're going to lose.
I want to make
Tevnazia
blow
up in a quest.
Yeah,
we can't change anything.
Or a mission. That'd be cool.
It's just like, you know you're going to lose, so why be a part of that?
Because you'd get some cool reward for it.
Not all battles are won in a war.
That's true.
But you could at least take part in it.
Yeah, so here's a medal.
Yeah. That gives you like, I don't know, 20 strength or something ridiculous. People would want to do it then. People would blow up Tevnazia if you got a neck piece that gave you 20 strength. Like, Tevnazia, whatever, I don't care.
I will say, in spite of that, even though I know that that's, you know, a really wanted thing, I'm really looking forward to the next bit of the storyline. I had a lot of fun going through the missions that have been released so far. You know, some of the best cutscenes in the game.
Yeah.
Agreed.
It's been a pretty good expansion, even though some people have been dissing it a lot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying it's not an expansion, it's just campaign and quests. But, I'm looking forward to the new mission set. You know, with the way they've been doing it, next up we probably have quests, probably not in March anymore. given the lack of March updates.
Yeah, this information. This month,
which is really,
I don't
really
know, they could spring it on
us. I did kind of expect to start seeing announcements on the main page about the next update.
They could spring it. They could announce tomorrow what will be coming, and then...
I hope so.
But we, you know, it's still possible.
Aren't those mini expansions supposed to be coming, like March or April, or somewhere around there?
They're supposed to be soon, yeah.
A couple weeks ago, they announced that they were coming along nicely. That's
I can't wait for the Moogle one.
I want to do the Moogle one.
I will be excited for the Moogle one only if it comes out around the anniversary and has those new furniture pieces, the statues. I will be all for that scenario then. Mm-hmm. But, you know, given the way that they've been handling the updates, last update we had missions, so now we're going to have storyline quests probably with this update, which will be really nice. Which would mean the update afterwards would have missions, and I think after that, my prediction is that my prediction is in the summer we're gonna get a new mission update with Northlands, and it'll have campaign or allied notes bodies pieces, because they said that those were gonna come out with the Northlands. So I think in the summer is when we're gonna get that stuff.
Well, I had heard that the next update was going to bring in the quote unquote end game area for Wings of the Goddess. Which is that place you see in all the cutscenes with...
I hadn't heard that.
What is it, Walk of Echoes?
Walk of Echoes. Where did you hear that? Do you remember?
I thought I heard it during the fanfests. But, you know, I was on that thing that Ganny and all the FF Encyclopedia people were on, and I thought they mentioned that somewhere. I mean, I could have been imagining it, but... I do know that the area is that dark
Walk of Echoes, yeah.
Funny colored area that you see in some of the cutscenes.
Yeah, it's the area with Atamos in it. I don't remember that. But either way,
you know, that kind of makes me wonder
if it's
just that jungle large thing that's coming.
Yeah, I would imagine that would be coming out with Northlands. I'm only saying that because there looks to be some like texture similarities between like Castle's Wall and Walk of Echoes, but
yeah,
that's a whole other speculation. Idea, but by summer for sure, I think we'll have Northlands, we'll have Walk of Echoes. Hopefully,
all I know, I can't wait for Leko Havoko to start hitting on me some more.
Oh, jeez, I want to do more quests for him so he can give me flowers.
I should really get caught up on those quests because, like, I'm kind of far behind. Kind of behind.
Yeah. I'm in assault and first lieutenant, but I have only completed about 15 unique assaults. I pretty much got to first lieutenant by beating Golden Salvage over and over and over, which I'm actually beating.
That's the way I did a lot of it back in the day.
Yeah, I can't wait until the new reward comes out for beating the Wings of the Goddess mission line, and everyone who's just said, oh, lol, I'm not doing the mission, it's just more campaign.
I'm waiting for it to be like
I'm like, dude, where were you guys? I got them all done a long time ago.
I'm waiting for the reward for Wings of the Goddess to be like the beta talisman, like, robe.
Oh, that'll be actually pretty sweet.
Gun. I'm not going to make it again.
I actually do not like that robe. Like,
the beta one that they made? I thought that was pretty cool looking.
Something about it. Like, and
I
the
like
design
the real one
all,
better.
Like, the tails of it, like, they stick out too much. I don't know. It's me.
Well, Fusion anyway. X does not like tails. Gotcha.
Well, as you know, I'm
like
a puppet master. And,
I know
like,
what you mean.
I actually shed a tear when, in the Otter Gun missions, when the two automatons blew up.
Spoilers!
Yeah.
Come on, the ending has been out for over a year now.
I haven't beat it yet!
Yes! Get over that!
Spoilers!
Sorry.
Now that we have completely gone off topic.
Scooby-Doo gumdrops!
But, I mean, that hopefully that gives you a little bit of an idea what I'm kind of like in the game, because, you know, I'm a pretty passionate puppet master.
Okay.
Great. Nothing wrong with that.
Tila
just laughs. Oh,
very
nice.
That's going to be next job when I finish Ninja. I'm going to do pop.
Nice. All right. Okay, so do you guys have anything else that you would like to add to the Forums Are conversation before we move on into our in-game?
Yeah,
I guess I just want to let people know, just bear with us, you know, we're learning this, things are changing fast, so it may be hard to get used to. We've been breaking up the forum into different sections to try to categorize things.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a little messy, just bear with us, we're working on it.
Cool. Alright, well, thanks.
Trying to moderate a suggestions forum is hard when people assume that you're locking a post because you're biased.
Yeah,
I think that's something for people to definitely put in their head, is that you guys are neutral. Like, you know, some guy may come up and say they need to give, like, puppet masters, like, Alexander frames or something. And that could be, like, the stupidest idea in the world, but, you know, like, whatever. It's an idea. If you think it's a good idea, whatever. I'm not going to sit there and make fun of you for it.
Well, you would, but they
would. I'll let everybody else
Very challenging.
Right.
We have to keep that on our minds as we post, because, you know, we're very active on the forums, so it can be difficult sometimes to resist the urge to get into a lengthy debate about something, and, you know, I'm guilty of that from time to time. But just remember, we're not out to get you. If we lock your thread, it's not because we hate you. We're just trying to keep the forums clean, because it's more important for that forum section than any other.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything
else?
That's
it.
About it for me.
Well, thanks for going over all that stuff, and we'll catch up with you guys all some other time and see how things are going.
Yeah, and if you guys got any suggestions that you guys have for the game, obviously go and post them over in the wiki forums. But we'll have a discussion topic in our forums as well if you want to, you know, talk about a few ideas that you have for the game.
Yeah, and if you guys want to relay information to us, feel free to do so by all means.
Will do.
All right. Moving right along, this will bring us into our in-game. And as always, we start with our guests. So, Earthdigger, why don't you tell us what you've been doing in-game lately?
Well, during the past couple weeks, I've been trying to give ore gardening a try. And out of the 3 saplings I put in, I actually managed to get an earth ore out of that.
Ooh.
So that was quite a profit.
Cool. What's that go for?
I managed to have my plants die for the 4th time in a row. I suck at gardening.
Nice.
It goes for 120,000 gil on my server, and nice. It sold on the first day I put it up.
Very cool.
Nice.
I've also had an assault stat going on recently, and I points to start my superior private promotion, and I finished all the private second class assaults. To everyone listening, Imperial Agent Rescue really isn't that hard.
No.
We managed to break down the door with one of the Mammaljaw who does fire spit, because we failed on the one using the weapon.
Huh.
Wasn't hard at all. I also did Sky NM camping for the first time. We did 2 Byakos, and he dropped 2 Hadaites.
Sweet.
Unfortunately, neither of them were for me, despite me telling the Link Shell that if I get a pair of kitty pants, that means I won't be wearing a Subligar anymore.
That's good.
Kitty pants.
Reason enough.
And my Chocobo reached day 64, so now I can't raise it up very much, but it's got first class strength, average endurance, average discernment. I think I'm actually doing quite good on this racer.
Very cool.
The last racer.
What color is it?
It's yellow, but I'm just trying to make some money with
it. Okay.
I'll worry about color later.
You're going to do racing? I take it?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yes, there are so many things in the game people overlook because they consider it a hassle to do. But
Fusion X.
Even with my old
I've actually
racer,
made what? About 20k gil betting on the Chocobo races.
Didn't you give up on the Chocobo racing, Fusion?
Yeah, and so did the other, you know, what, 50,000 people that play the game?
Well, he said,
I
well, he
say,
said
I
most
say
people,
that.
So
just,
I said,
just, you know,
98%. You understand how the horse racing, you know, it's just like horse racing. And if you understand how the system works, you can actually make some gil. Not a whole ton, but you can make money pretty easily.
Also, there's the main Chocobo Racing Association thing. But then there's also the littler races that you can do against AI opponents.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually make a fair bit of money on that by doing the free runs, get Chocobucks, buy items using Chocobucks, and then you can even sell that to NPCs for a profit. So that's actually a fairly decent way of making money, especially if you get a racer that wins first place most of the races.
Sweet.
So that you pay like 100 gil to do a race, you can get, say, 3,000 gil profit by getting 5 Chocobucks for first place. So there's my money tip for the day.
Think about that.
Yeah. Earthdigger's money tip of the day.
In other news, I beat Dynamis Valkyrm, so all I'm missing is Dynamis Quiffim to do Tavnazia, and I am so looking forward to the armor set that boosts your NPC stats.
You're kidding me, right?
No, I'm not.
That was a joke.
I like using my NPC.
Some people like using NPCs. Some people have actually
find
uses
for them. I do too, but I wouldn't wear that stuff.
Well, I'd like to do some testing on it, because using the Event Shinai, I checked out with the HP one, and my NPC stats didn't... I summoned it with the Shinai equipped, and its HP and MP didn't change when I swapped it out. So I'd like to see if that works the same way for the armor.
That would be interesting, because, you know, as useful as that stuff looks, it's not something you would want to keep wearing if there was a way
to
avoid
it. Right, but if you can just wear it, summon the NPC, and then take it off and still keep the benefits, that would be awesome.
I hope that's the case. But, well, yes.
Me too.
Go ahead, sorry.
I got rank 7 in Windurst.
Woo!
So,
nice.
That was a bit of a pain in the butt. I aggroed the High Priest while we were going to get. It was late at night. I saw a Gudu assassin walk over to the right. I thought it was the High Priest. I'm like, okay, now I can sneak around behind him. There's just that assassin still down the path. I can
yes, there is. Him.
So, yeah, we got a whole party wipe right then.
Ouch.
And finally, I got Pointed Dagger skill just, that was just yesterday, actually, and got Dancing Edge. So my dancer has gone from doing absolutely no damage whatsoever to being able to self-skill chain tough monsters for 1,200 damage total. So, that's nice.
Yeah, I like Dancer. Dancer's a lot of fun. I'm actually trying to set up a sort of a tanking type of setup. And I think it's possible. I mean, they added the Fan Dance ability, which gives you huge damage reduction that decreases over time. It's kind of like Sentinel on crack if you're a paladin. And
Fusion X is our resident dancer person, blouse wearing person there.
You haven't lived until you've seen me in Dancer AF.
Oh.
A Galka and Dancer AF is a sexy thing indeed.
Ooh-wee! Alright.
Word.
So, yeah, that's all I've done this week.
Alrighty. What about you, Tom?
I had to reach back a little more. well, my main link shell that I was in for several years kind of died about 8 months ago. And all the new link shell I went into, I had all the wins already, and so we did Dynamis Tavnazia once, and we actually went for the win, even though that's completely useless. And we won on the first try, and so I've got every single Dynamis win in me. And all three titles that you get for it. And the Juno Christmas music that you get just for popping in.
Nice.
And yes, it really does play the Juno Christmas music when you aggro it.
Nice.
Yep.
And
I did not know that.
Well, and I'm kind of in more of a social type of link shell now. You see, for some reason, the what Linkshell I was in that I did Dynamis with before kind of fell apart. And they got kind of angry. Well, one of the leaders got kind of angry at me and kicked me. And the funny thing is, every Linkshell that I either leave, get kicked from, or whatever, that Linkshell dies within like a week after that happens. So if you invite me to your Linkshell, don't kick me, or your Linkshell will break up.
I'd hate for something unfortunate to happen.
I guess my most recent achievement last week, I got the Usakani Soman, the mask for my puppet master, so making me like one of the most pimpest puppet masters around.
Nice.
I am the pimpinest around.
But I actually get merit party invites when I'm not seeking.
Wow.
Aww, that's cool.
As a pup?
Yes.
Wow.
No kidding.
Huh. Fusion, stop laughing. Not funny.
Oh, that's cute. Let me tell you about Red Mage.
Somebody checks me and then says, hey, want a party?
Nice.
They're like, I guess they're going, wow, this guy has all the Susukarani, like, he must be good, or something like that. I mean, not to brag too much, because, I mean, I did it just because I'm tired of the stigma on Puppet Master. And
you're not the only one there, sir.
If you put some effort into it, it really doesn't have to suck.
What's your pup called?
Oh, my automaton history.
Yeah.
Hey, that's my pup's name. Histrion. Nice. Good times.
So, yeah, that's, I mean, that's...
Come on, Fusion. Pup static. Let's go.
Dude, yeah, one of these days, man.
We will do it one of these days.
And it's just, I've been in Dynamis just like everybody else, and we go to Zarkabar, we go to Bosidine, we do it over and over and over. And any time that any of the other people that come at Dancer aren't there, it doesn't drop. And so, yeah, I'm getting a little frustrated, but, you know, I like my Dancer, I want to get it all the relic, I'm meriting it all the way up. It's the thing I want to do when I'm not doing Puppet Master.
Question, have you ever leveled Beastmaster?
I actually, way back when, like at least 2.5 years ago, I tried it. I managed to get to like level 7 or 8, dying several times in the process. And it wasn't until then that I discovered, you probably really shouldn't bother trying to turn pets.
Yeah, not until later.
And it just never grew on me. And a couple of my friends just hate Beastmaster with a passion. Back from the days when they could easily MPK anyone they wanted.
Not anymore.
So they basically never forgive him the job for that, and so I didn't want to do it just because my friend didn't like it.
I think that's a common misconception with Beast, is that you have to be charming at level 1, and that's dangerous, and you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, I died.
Beastmaster's
like
amazing, though, it's so good. Oh, man. Sorry.
I've learned. Denver Charm, a tough pet, even if it's not a higher level than the highest level member in the party.
That's not true.
It will uncharm, and it will rape you.
No, you can charm a tough pet and then use your 2-hour, and then keep it for 30 minutes, guaranteed.
I'm talking about party situation.
Oh, well, you shouldn't charm a tough mob in a party situation anyway.
Because that'll raise the level of the party.
Because you'll get less experience.
Even if it's not above the level of the highest level member of the party, this was before level sync. I was partying as Beast in the Dune. There was a bunny, it was even matched to the highest level member, tough to me. I figured, well, I can't find any even match decent prey around, so I'll charm that. And it uncharmed probably every 40
seconds.
Should've
used your 2-hour, man.
Yeah, because, that Beastmaster 2-hour just kicks so much ass.
It does, it really does. It's so good. So good!
Yeah, that's what I should have done, but then it would have...
Okay.
So, someone was suggesting we revamp the Dark Knight 2-hour, and I'm like, dude, Why don't we take a look at Hello There, Blue Mage, in the most useless 2 hour in the game.
What does it do, anyway? Does it increase the power of...
Stat modifiers on physical blue magic, and it increases the effect of chain affinity and burst affinity, which you can only use once in the 30-second duration. So it's like you get one slightly pumped-up spell, and then you're 2 hours over.
That sucks, man. I think there's a couple of 2 hours that stink in the game. Like,
yeah, blue.
A lot of people like don't blue. Like overdrive on pup.
Overdrive.
But it does have some uses.
It has uses. Like a ninja 2 hour. Other than like a free warp, it's like...
Yeah. There is the item, though, that will enhance the ninja 2 hour.
I actually used Mijin Gakure.
I don't know exactly what that does yet, do we?
Mijin?
I have no idea.
What it does is it just blows you up?
The item that enhances.
Oh, the item that enhances. Oh, I have no idea.
There's an item it says enhances Mijin Gakure.
You know what? It's messed up because, like, there are a bunch of different mobs in the game who use Mijin Gakure, and and they can use it over and over and over again. And they, like, they blow up.
I think that's what Mythic does.
And then they die. And then they come back to life. And then they blow up again. And then they die. And then they come back again.
Supposedly, that's what the Mythic will do. It will let you not die when you use it.
Really? Oh.
Hmm. Yeah, but... Currently, it does have a small use in instances where you can just keep yourself at the mob, such as Besieged is a very good case because of revitalizers. When you're at full HP, it actually can do a good chunk of damage if you don't get resisted. I was able to pull off 800 plus damage.
Yeah, but then you're dead, though.
There's a very common misconception about that, though.
That's what Raze is for.
Mijin Gakure is non-elemental magic damage. It is not fire damage. I repeat, everybody, it is not fire damage. not fire damage.
I love when white mages say, "Put up bar fire." We're fighting ninja mobs and dynamos.
Do not use bar fire; it won't do anything.
Fealty for the win.
Fealty for the win.
Yeah, either way, I can see someone using it to do the last bit of damage to a boss.
And if you want to know how I know this, you can use Mijin Gakure on Ifrit, and it will not heal him.
Right.
If it fire damage, it would heal him.
Okay. Moving right along. Did you have anything else in-game that you wanted to go over?
Nope.
Okay.
We got off topic again.
Pretty boring goal.
What have you been doing in-game?
Well, as of like 2 minutes ago, I just dinged 66 on Monk.
Congratulations. Monk is actually pretty fun. I like Monk.
Take it to 75.
Really?
I've been rather bored with it. I just engage the mob, go AFK. You know? Although it is fun at like level 60 plus when I'm using like I'm subbing Thief and doing Howling Fist.
It's very fun if you're on Pup and you get your merits first and then you start playing Monk.
My pup's like 51, and I find pup really fun. It's just, after playing Monk, like, you know, it's like, I'm playing pup without an automaton. This is boring.
Yeah.
Counter stance, counter gear, tank.
But, now I've got
seriously,
it to 66.
Though, if you get merits in hand to hand before you play Monk and then you play Monk, it's just, it's really fun for the first 37 levels or so.
I think I can get... Can you get hand-to-hand merits as a... Can beasts use hand-to-hand?
No. I don't think so. Pretty sure they can't. Probably, like, Scythe would be the most, like, random... Like, Scythe and
what about Paladin? Can Paladin really use hand-to-hand? I don't think so.
No.
Paladin I believe it's only Thief, Dancer, Monk, and Puppet Master.
Warrior Ninja.
Oh, and Warrior.
Ninja gets it, too. They have, like, E-skill, though.
I'd like to... mess with that. I mean, because one day I'd like to level Monk, and I'd like to get a couple merits into hand-to-hand, but
yeah,
I sort of cheated and got polearm merits on my paladin for my derg. That's fun. That's good stuff. I'm like, wow, Paladin can use polearm? Who knew?
I did.
I got Ramlet now.
Just because you can use something doesn't mean
doesn't
you should.
Doesn't mean
though.
You should. Remember that. That's right.
Yeah.
But they were like, you know, Steak's going to level Dirk one day. We should let Paladin use.
Right, I'm sure that's exactly what they were thinking.
Pretty much. Dooley, yeah. What else?
What else?
Yeah, what do you...
All I said was I got Monk to 66.
Yeah.
Let's see. Last week, I think I mentioned that I'd gotten it from 57, from 47 to 53. So that makes this week I went from 53 to 66. So I leveled a lot. In fact, that kind of almost takes care of my whole update as far as leveling Monk. I also, however, fought Overlord Bagradak twice. We did like low man five
is.
People. The orc like king guy in the present.
Oh.
In Monastic Cavern.
I've never fought him actually.
He's a wimp. He just takes a while to beat because I was the only person fighting him. I was ninja, and then we had like, you know, a red mage and a bard. Maybe some other random jobs, but first time he didn't drop anything, but we did get a title. Then 2 or 3 days later, which is unusual, he popped pretty early because usually it's between like 3 and 7 days to get him to pop, kind of like a king.
Yeah.
And he popped, I think, 2 days in or 3 days in, and we found him again and we got a Juggernaut. So that's like 1.5 mil. That's pretty much it. Gonna get rid of this monk stuff and start gearing up Bard. Take Bard from 50 to 66 and get on with that. Kinda need to skill up my monk though. I've got like 10 skill levels or so. Because I've been level syncing around 62, 63 ish, so I have not been able to get Dragon Kick and or use footwork. That's all for me.
You should level that 70 just
How about
footwork and Dragon Kick?
Any suggestions for the mat fight?
Stun Jamadars. If you're lucky enough to stun him right after he uses 100 fists like I was, that cuts out a good deal of damage from him because he wastes some of his 2 hours just sitting there stunned.
Okay.
Also, counter stance. Again, luck is your friend.
So you really want to try to use counter stance and take the hit to your defense so you can counter?
Yeah, if you're in all attack gear, the difference between your attack gear and your attack gear with counter stance isn't going to be that much. And you can put on your temple hose, any other counter gear you've got in slots that don't really matter. And just try to get your counter rate up so that hopefully he won't hit you too much.
Oh, temple
Plus
hose. I should probably quest the AF.
You don't have any of the AF?
Nope. Didn't even start the weapon.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to need your AF because you're going to want to use the temple crown for focus. You're going to want to use your gloves for boost. You're going to want to use the body.
All, like, every single piece seems to be like a macro piece for different things.
Oh, God, yes. And you're going to want the boots for dodge.
I grew up for the dry run without
good
it first.
There.
I had a hard time in pretty good gear at 69. Not 69, 70. So, I'll give it a shot at 66 without your AF, but I can't guarantee you'll win.
Yeah.
I lost several times to him on Thief and it drove me nuts, so I don't think it's going to hurt if I lose another time on Monk.
Well,
beware if you decide to level Scholar to 75 first, because that
my Scholar is 75 and I already beat it.
There you go then.
It's a big plus factor.
Dooley's being a bit cheeky this afternoon. All right.
Did you say cheeky?
I did.
He called me cheeky.
Cheeky. Oh, snap.
Cheeky monkey. Anything else, Dooley?
Oh my god. That'll be it.
Tila, what have you been doing again?
That's the name of my other character, Cheeky Monkey.
Really?
Yeah. He's my 75 Thief and Corsair, Taru, on Unicorn. Cheeky Monkey.
You got a character on Unicorn?
Yeah. It's my second character. But it was on Phoenix until recently. He's only been on Unicorn for like a month.
I've been thinking about I've been thinking about moving to Unicorn.
No, you haven't.
So nah,
good. You're right, I haven't. I'm just kidding. Sounded good though, didn't it?
It's like not one really. On it.
Shiva's
I'm on Odin.
Way cooler than Unicorn.
Shiva's way cooler. Alright, what have you been doing, Tila?
Right, and because the last episode I was on kind of like vanished into the wind, I'm going to go back to that update because I haven't been online this week. So I was doing my ninja from, I think it was like 71 to 75. So I've finished my ninja now. So that's my 11th one I've done. So I'm going to start Puppet Master next to get my muffin out and play with it for a while.
Make sure you buy your attachments.
Gosh, it's like level 14, and I think I played with it when the job first came out, then I swapped to Blue Mage and did Blue Mage for like 75 levels, so I've got to go back and...
I did Blue Mage for 80 levels.
That's really off-putting. I thought I shouldn't have said that, but didn't want to bring it up by making a point of mentioning what I'd said.
Mmm, muffin tops.
Isn't there like a wyvern name of muffin as well?
I think there is, yeah.
It's a cute name. It's like a cake in England. I don't know what it is in America. I'm guessing I've said something well wrong.
We'll let it slide because you're British. Again.
Well, I'm going to pull muffin in.
No, still British from before.
Like she would have not.
Popular one and also a popular one.
Wait, no, let me check. Yep, she's still British.
How exactly do you check and see if somebody is still British? How do you do that?
Wikipedia. Duh.
What?
No, I got nothing. Continue,
wow.
Please.
Wow.
Yeah, so Ninja's done, 75. Puppet Master, I'm going to start that next week. Although I can't even remember what frame I've got for it. Can you have a frame at, like, 14?
No.
Yes, you can get one every 10 levels.
Default.
Okay. I seem to think when
I highly recommend getting Sharp Shot first, otherwise it'll be hell skilling it up.
I'm guessing that's the Ranger one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Make sure you have a tuner and a target marker and an optic fiber.
Is it quite an expensive job to level? Because when I looked at it, I
need an optic fiber.
It was really
optic
expensive.
Optic fiber is essential and it's expensive.
How much?
It's like almost a million.
It was like.
Am I rethinking?
I think it was a couple hundred K or something like that.
Wow. Isn't haste like half a million or something?
Hold on, I could have sworn it was like 800K.
Oh, it could be on Odin.
800K, a mil. Who's, you know.
Ew.
Oh, wait, never mind. It was just 180K. Never mind.
Oh, is
there.
That all?
Okay, that's more like...
I know, oh, is that all?
Wow.
Never mind. It's not as expensive as I thought.
That increases the effect of every other attachment on that you have equipped by 10%. And by another 10% for each light maneuver.
Ooh.
So
okay, yeah.
Hey, wait, what is that called?
Everything else that you equip better.
Which
so
one?
That's why it's so important.
What's that one called?
Optic fiber.
Optic fiber. Oh, okay.
And the attuner and the target marker, those you need for when you fight anything that's over even match. It reduces to eliminate the level difference penalty to attack for the attuner and for accuracy for the target marker.
I plan to solo Puppet Master to 75. That's my aim.
No.
Yes! I've kind of soloed my last 675s.
Boring.
I love solo.
You're making the Puppet Master weep.
I absolutely adore soloing, and I'm going to put it in campaign from 65 onwards.
You made the golf cry.
What else did I do? I got Beatrice, my NPC. She's gone from 67. She told me the last time I played with her that she has almost got level 70. So the next time I pop her out, she'll get level 70. No, Dooley, no. She's my twin. Beatrice.
That's kind of hot, actually. But whatever.
She's a blonde and a redhead.
I'm having a picture of that in my mind.
Not gonna lie.
Very good picture.
Can I fraps that? Would you mind if I... Never mind.
Wow.
That's what I did on Teela, then Cheeky Monkey. Oh, my mom wanted to get an Empress hairpin, so I went out there and camped that with her because Cheeky Monkey's a thief. And we got it on the first claim. She got the drop. So that was pretty good.
Nice.
And then all week, I've had no router working, so I've just been going to the cinema. So I've only got the internet back last night, so I haven't really
What's
got
a router?
Yeah,
a router.
Yeah. A router. Oh, a router.
Mm. A router.
Route. What's the difference?
Yeah, so that's kind of it.
Router. The router, isn't that like a plumber?
A plumber is a plumber.
Roto-router.
There you go. Wow. How did I let it get this far off base? Where were we? Oh, Teela was still talking.
yeah, I got the Empress hairpin for my mom. The router broke, so I've had no net all week, so...
Dude, is your mom still leveling Derg?
Yeah, she's 65 now, so she's going to do the
nice.
Fight.
Very nice.
One more level.
Sexy.
I think it's so cool that your mom plays.
I wish I could get my mom to play this game.
She plays it more than I do. It's like, I've been going around to her house. Can I, like, log in for an hour? No, I'm playing. But yeah, she can't beat Matt on Monk, so she's going to give it a go when she gets 66.
Mine plays Guild Wars.
Derg is really easy on Matt, so I'm told.
I hope so, because I'll have to go get some more testimonies for her. Oh, she said to me she'd give me a million gil if I did it for her instead, but she's only got like 100k, so I'm not falling for that.
That was good.
That's it for me. Nothing else much. Just been going to the cinema all week and messing with my Skype phone.
Cinema.
Pestering people, telling them to talk to me about FF because I can't get on.
Well, we missed you last week. Fusion X.
He has a great big bulk of hug.
What's that?
We love you, Teela. What have you been doing in game?
Not a whole lot this week. Did some Limbus. That's pretty much all that I can. Oh, did an Oryu. Limbus and an Oryu. That was pretty much it. I've been doing mazes as usual. Just doing marble runs. It's been a pretty slow week, so.
Marble Madness.
Yeah.
Marble Madness. That was the hardest game ever made.
That is an insanely hard game.
That was the hardest game ever. That was the only game,
the,
I think.
The, like, insane level on it?
That was
crazy.
The only game that I have ever actually thrown the controller on.
Did you ever play Battletoads?
Battletoads? Yeah, yeah. Yes. I play Battletoads. It's frustrating, but nothing compares, I don't think, to Marble Madness. Oh, my gosh.
It's actually glitched unbeatable.
Is it?
Yeah.
It should be. If it's not, I'm not surprised in the least, because, oh, man. Marble Madness. Oh, now I need to go get, like, a ROM of it and play it, because it must be beatable, because you can't, isn't it against the law to make a game that's not beatable?
They made E.T.
Oh, man.
Let's see
yeah.
if we can get Obama to pass a bill on that.
Turtles!
Oh, jeez.
You damn Ninja Turtles.
Obama is Shredder. Oh, man. That joke is still funny. Yeah,
they haven't seen it yet. They need to see it after the show.
Oh, man. Okay. Fusion, anything else?
That's pretty much it.
Okay, last week I reported that I did not do anything in-game. This week I decided to dust off my Derg and hop on and grab a party, and I'm almost level 68. It was kind of, I don't know, it was kind of weird getting back in-game. Just figuring out my macros again. I haven't messed with Derg in a long time, but Turing is pretty fun. I don't know what to say. You jump on stuff, you poke stuff with a stick. And your wyvern breathes on stuff.
I have to wonder, how does it get so much sand in its belly anyway?
I don't know. It's a good question.
It just spews out twice its own body weight in sand. Insane.
It's a good question. Huh. What would you do
if you had twice your body weight in sand?
You would be very sick, I think. They need to have, like, an Ask Square Enix email address where you can just ask them, like, random crazy questions about the game. Like, one time, Caitlin, you guys remember Caitlin? She asked me, what was Square's, like, what was their motivation behind, or their vision behind the Beastmaster charm, like, sound and animation? Like, where did they get that, and what were they thinking? What did you say?
Crotch hearts.
Oh my god.
You shoot crotch hearts at the mob, and then it giggles.
Wow. But yeah, that would be cool to have an email address where you can be like, where did you get your, you know, where did this come from?
What does this mean?
Alright. Anyway. Moving right along, we will go into our emails for the week. The first email that came out was written from the guy who previously brought us the Lalderg's Lament song, if you remember, a number of episodes back. And we'll play this at the end of the episode, but he made a new song. He says, "Hello, Brisk Biscuit Bringers. It's your old pal Finn from the illustrious Alexander server." He says, "Once upon a time, I recorded Lalderg's Lament for you guys, feeding off the creative energy that gushes out of your podcast. After hearing your FanFest coverage this year, I was inspired to take up the pen for PFA once more. I could go on and on about the reasons it took so long to finish, recording a new album, moving the band's practice space, leveling Pup. But none of that matters now, because it's finally completed. Here's the scoop. I must say I sympathize with Fusion X's Tavnazian plight. I too long to walk the corridors of the Edoras meets Minas... I don't know what that says. Minas Tirith capital?
Yeah, that's like Lord of the Rings.
Oh, word. Okay. But alas, my hopes were dashed with everyone else's at FanFest when the dev team revealed in an interview that they had no plans to ever build the zone. On top of the insane betrayal of releasing an expansion that takes place during the Crystal War and not including the location from the game's opening cutscene, they have the nerve to hang a Tavnazian flag along the real existing nations of Vanadil in the banquet hall. What gall. So, I've channeled this pain into another overblown power ballad entitled Tavnazian Tears. I'll let the song speak the words of my betrayed heart. P.S. Fusion X, PSO for life. And we will close the episode with that song. So, thanks a lot for the song, Finn, and again, we'll play that at the end. Okay. Next email comes from Shadow Knight Neo from the Bahamut server. It says, "To the hosts of the number one podcast, hey PFA, thought I'd just drop you a message. Considering I've been listening for quite a while now, admittedly not from episode one, but every time I do get to listen to your podcast, it lightens my day up from the already crazy life of university. I just have a quick question for you. What programs do you use to record, edit, compile the show? A bit of the behind-the-scenes question as the quality comes out on it is superb. Stake, you're probably my favorite host. Not because you're a beast, but because you're I always laugh at your jokes. You should be a stand-up comedian with your material. And Fusion X, you have your moments of funnies as well. Thanks, PFA, and keep up the great show. Signed, Shadow. We use a plethora of programs to edit the show, actually, to record and edit the show. I don't know, Fusion, did you want to elaborate?
Well, obviously we use Skype to you know, get everybody together, get the guests on. We use a program called Pretty May to record off of that. And then we'll use a couple of different programs after that. I'm sure there's a simpler way to do it. But that's, you know, there's just, this is the way I know how to do it. We'll do some stuff in Audacity. We'll do some stuff in SoundForge, and then we'll throw it all together in Acid, and then we'll, you know, convert
it. It's actually a long process, and each step of the process does its own specific, very important piece of the puzzle. So, but
just each piece, it just makes it better. So.
Hope we were able to answer your question with that.
Okay.
Which one does the Galkanoid?
That's me. No. We edit that in during our post production. Probably use Acid for that. Anyways, I do all the Urias personally. No, just kidding. Next email comes from Katernia. Okay, we've gotten emails from her before. She says, "Hey, Pia," and we met her at FanFest, by the way. And I probably just butchered your name, and I really apologize for that. She says, "Hey, PFA team, Fusion, I heard you mention..."
I didn't do it.
"...that you were going to begin gardening."
Oh, I knew I forgot to check something today. What? See how good I'm doing with this?
Better hurry and check it.
Yeah, really. Fusion, I heard you mention that you were going to be doing some gardening, and I thought you and you thought about going with the ore route. Here are my feelings on the subject. From my own experience, I have a much higher yield, higher profit, quicker results, less effort with wild grass seeds. I've been growing chocobo food, primarily tocopeco grass. Sorry, I can't spell and can't look it up at work. Well, the benefits to this are as follows. Okay, she's got them bullet pointed. This is 1 week from planting to harvesting. Okay, growth seems to be much more forgiving if you miss a day or two. Water crystals only, one crystal per plant. NPC results for fast, decent, paying profit, or AH for more, and they sell fairly quickly. And also, you can use the food on your own chocobo or mule it in front of the stables for a very quick profit. Now, some numbers. Wildgrass seeds equal approximately 350 gil each if you purchase them from Elzebi near the boat dock. Wiki it for proper info. Okay, so 350 times 10 equals 35... I hope she's right in her math because I don't want to sound silly. 350 times 10 equals 3,500 gil per week. For example's sake, let's say that only 5 of the 10 plants yield tocopeco at 13 pieces per... Just approximation, I've had as much as 18 per pot. Okay, fine. 5 pots times 13 pieces equals 65 pieces of tocopeco grass. The NPC for 450 gil each-ish. So, 65 times 450 equals 29,250 gil per week. And that's based on low estimations of everything. For me, this process is minimal effort for maximum results. And you guys are... doink, doink, doinking in the chat. Okay. Alright. So anyways, says, for me, this process is a minimal effort for maximum results. Other results, as typically, as often, Sharuk greens. Each week, I keep a stack for my Chocobo and NPC the rest. Anyways, just some thoughts. My apologies if you are already aware of this and have tried this. PFA fan for life. P.S. Steak, I bought the Vanadale Collection 2008. Lol. Convince my boyfriend to start playing, and we are stealing his cousin from WoW. Woot. Signed, Katirnia. No official server at the moment.
I just wanted to say, Wildgrass is one of the ways I typically make money as well. That's usually what I guard, and I gambled with that one today, but...
Lol, doinking.
Yeah. Doink, doink,
doink, doink. You guys are just like doink, 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 doink. I'm like, I hope I'm not saying anything stupid here. Oh man. Okay.
Wow. If you were, would we tell you anyway?
I don't think you would, but you know what? That's okay.
You would just know because we'd all be laughing at you.
It's fine. I don't care. Okay. Next email comes from Snow Shadow, who we all know comes from the Carbuncle server. She says, Hi, PFA crew. Once again, Snow Shadow from Carby. Hope you've all been having a good week. And to the email. This one is really long, so beware. I don't think it's that bad. I was on my mule, Snow-chan, and I was shocked when my Moogle told me to visit an NPC in Windhurst who could help me get started. When I came to this game 2 years ago, there was no such NPC. So I went over and found the cute little Taru, Salili. The first thing she told me was exactly how to get Signet and told me to come back and talk to her after I had done so. After that, she gave me 6 strips of meat jerky and told me how to use it and why food is of good use. And finally, after I had eaten the food, as she instructed, she told me how to use the check button. That you guys are still doinking.
We like doinking.
Are you just going doink, 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 doink? No, you're not. Okay. Okay. Okay, the NPC told her how to use the check button. That would have been a bit helpful when I first started. As far as I can tell, this NPC will continue to coach me until level 10, telling me basic things to do, and then instructing me to talk to her after I had done them. Since Snow-chan is just a mule, I'm not going to bother, but it seems that Square Enix is really taking steps to try to help out new players. My question is, does anybody feel like it's a bit late? I know they say better late than never, but I noticed something that had unnerved me slightly as well. As Square Enix increases their focus toward new players, it feels like the players that are high level are getting left out. For example, they added treasure caskets and fields of valor in more starting areas, but not in places where there would be level 75s doing merits who could use the extra EXP items. They seem to be quite aware of the trouble newer players are facing, but the older players don't get enough attention from what I've seen lately. Many have been complaining about the horrible salvage drops, sorry to bring it up, and Square Enix said they tried to fix it so the items might be a little easier to get, I think, but did they really? Just want to get you guys' opinion on what I've said, and sorry for the length, signed Snow Shadow. P.S. Good job to Square Enix, in my opinion. Them implementing this into the game was a great idea. I think it will really help the new players and let them understand the complex world of Final Fantasy XI a little more. These NPCs... Okay, you guys are still doinking. Wow.
Next.
Doink, doink.
I just don't want to interrupt you, that's all.
It's okay. It's a challenge trying to read the email with the doinking in the background. So if I skip a beat while reading the email, that's why. Because they're going doink,
you're
doink,
doing very doink. Well. Continue.
Okay, so they implemented these NPCs a number of... I don't know, maybe it was over a year ago now. Fusion, do you remember when that was? When they added the tutorial NPCs?
It was about a year ago.
I think it was about
a
year.
A little less than that.
It was close, probably fairly close to a year ago. Don't.
Yeah.
What the heck is that? Where are you guys getting these emoticons?
We distracted
from?
Him. When?
Wow.
done.
Wow. Emoticon City. Okay. That's my emo. Emoticon. Oh man, I lost my place. I apologize. Okay, so these NPCs basically will tell you this kind of thing. And this is the first that we've actually heard of anybody taking advantage of these NPCs. I was not aware that they gave you meat jerky.
They give you a bunch of stuff.
Do they?
Starting off. Yeah.
I did not know that.
You can quest an XP ring, I believe, through that.
Wow.
Yeah, they give you a little voucher that lets you get an XP ring for free. They also give you a rare EX raising earring that has five charges.
Woo! That's awesome.
Wow.
I did not know that.
Well, I'm the person stealing all
the things. Well, what do you guys think about Square focusing more on new players versus old players?
It's something they need to do, but at the same time, you know, this isn't a game that's getting a whole lot of new players.
Right.
So, well, like, it's good, it's necessary. Right, that's true, too.
We got a lot of end game, so they can afford to buff up the low game.
Right. I don't know, we need more end game. But that's, you know, that's something that everyone will say.
As if my evenings aren't taking up enough.
Right, exactly. I just, I don't know, right now I'm just kind of nervous to see what this endgame this Wings of the Goddess ZNM type stuff is that they're thinking about doing, because I hated the ZNM system, so I'm kind of, I don't know. Oh, man.
Okay. oh man. In order to be a part of our production chat, you have to be a guest on the show, and it is good fun. So. Da 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 dobe do. Da da dobe do. Da da dobe
do. Oh no. Okay.
All right. Next and final email comes from Erroneous. From the Bahamas server, he says, "Hey, PFA crew, start this email off. I'd like to say that I've been starting to skill chain and magic burst lately in Yotunga Jungle. This can really help the party with cooperating. With only about 10 minutes of experience, my party was able to pull off a tier 2 skill chain. After leaving the party, I was actually able to get a Dunes party to do skill chains, even though they were only doing 1 damage per skill chain. Also, I've finally gotten Dancer to 25, learning Spectral Jig and 2 other nice dances. Though this job is very fun, I'm having trouble finding my role in a party. Sometimes I'll be a main healer, or other times I'll be a tank. And sometimes I'll end up just being a DD. Knowing that FusionX has a level 75 dancer, I wanted to know what his role in a party is. P.S. Just wanted to point out that the dancer relic is pronounced étoile, not étoile. Étoile. Okay, étoile, not étoile.
I'll just call it dancer relic.
I'll just call it FusionX's frilly blouse. But you still get an A for effort stake.
I don't care what it is. Stats on that blouse are amazing.
It's a blouse.
Shut up. Beast.
I feel pretty.
Oh, it's so a sexy pretty. Little number, that's what it is.
Your job relies on calling crabs to fight things for you.
And I pity any girl who isn't me today.
La 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 la.
Oh my god.
Your job as a dancer is whatever you want it to be.
I am Fusion. I am a dancer. Oh man, I feel a song coming on.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I haven't had one for a while. But in a party, it depends what the setup is, what you're actually doing. Obviously, you know, one of the things they've been kind of selling dancer as is, you know, it can cure and it can tank. You know, you want to be looking and seeing what other jobs in the party can cure. That's the most important thing. You know, if there's enough people to handle curing without you, you know, focused on Hey Samba, you know, feel free to do some weapon skills or whatever. If there is a mage or someone else that's healing, but it's still a little rough, you know, maybe toss up Drain Samba if you need to, and then just, you know, focus more on healing. It really depends on the kind of setup and situation you're in. But, you know, that's kind of one of the nice things about Dancer is it can do, you know, a lot of stuff. So you can pretty much fit it to any situation, whether, you know, it's going to be good, like, for endgame. You know, you're not going to tank Dancer with endgame stuff, but, you know, for littler things, like, you know, Fan Dance is nice, but, like, you're not going to be, like, tanking gods or anything on Dancer. There's absolutely no way in hell. You cannot get enough hate with that. I can't even get enough hate on just regular mobs, just doing other stuff.
Toss out a Divine Waltz. That gets hate like nothing.
Maybe one of these days I'll evasion tank. I do have an evasion set up, so.
I tanked in the jungles quite easily. I just let other people get smacked around a little bit, let the hate bounce around a little, toss out Divine Waltz, heal everyone, and now the mob won't turn off me.
I'll have to look. I'm still working on an evasion and enmity kind of setup to macro and for my Fan Dance, so. I don't know, maybe one of these days I'll try and do something big and, you know, blast for 10 seconds and die on something. But, yeah, you know, Dancer depends on the setup, depends on what you're doing, but, you know, chances are you can make a Dancer work in pretty much any situation.
Right, and there's also something that a lot of people don't seem to realize is that, the debuffs actually do contribute.
Right.
One party I've done a couple times now is you get two dancers along. They can handle the healing, and also you have one of them using box step, one of them using quick step, and the mob's evasion and accuracy and evasion and defense just goes down real fast, and you can kill it quite easily.
Right.
Yeah. Obviously, it's not as good as a bard, but on the other hand,
It's just making the mob weaker instead of buffing you. I mean, yeah. So.
Hey, Dooley.
Yo.
Why don't you give us a bar of your Link Shell's theme song?
Not today.
Okay, fine.
You've already gotten two songs today, all right?
I'm just making sure you're still awake, man.
Actually, the show didn't get one song unless you recorded that.
You did it again, didn't you?
Yeah, you did it again.
You did it for the second time.
Oh, I'm talking about earlier today before we started recording.
Huh? Oh, right.
Why did you sing it earlier? Or?
No, he was the other song that you were playing.
Yeah, the song you guys were playing. Game.
Portal.
Oh!
The Little Children song.
No, not that.
Jeez.
Oh. Oh man, too much fun. I love soundboards.
Oh man.
I don't want to set the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, the amazing Dooley.
I just.
Okay.
Wow.
That's enough of that.
The amazing Dooley. Nice. Nicely done, man. Alright, that is all the emails this week, and so therefore, that is all of the content I have for this week. So, unless you guys have anything else, Earthdigger, you want to put out some shout-outs?
I'd like to give a shout-out to all the newbies who I've recently abducted from the forums.
Nice. Okay. Tan. Wait, Tan's not on anymore.
Never came back.
He disconnected and never came back. I don't know why. I thought for some reason we got him back.
He's been having, I guess, like it's snowing pretty hard over there. So
can you pretend like you're Tan for a second? Okay, go. Tan, you got any shoutouts?
Fusion X is awesome.
I want to give a shout out to Earthdigger because he's the man. And
And Ganyman, not because I like him, but because I'm working for him.
Tongarther lost his connection a little while ago. He's been having some technical difficulties. I want to thank him for joining the show, and thanks, Earth Digger, for being with us. We very much appreciate you being on the show, and we'll catch up with you maybe in a few weeks here and see how your position is going.
And see if you actually know what you're doing yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, our email address is hosts@petfoodalpha.com. Our web address is petfoodalpha.com. Join us in our forums and let us know what you thought about the discussion today with these guys in the forums and that kind of good stuff. Thank you very much for tuning in this week, and we'll see you next week right here on Pet Food Alpha. Everybody say goodnight.
Night.
Bye.
Good night.
Later.
That's what it took to get to you. To you, Stanley. cry.